Hi guys, this is Fiona from IELTS Exam Training Courses, and this podcast is sponsored by the Members Academy. Today we're going to look at the last part of the reading about the water crisis. So far we've looked at matching headings, and because it was quite a complex one, I broke it into two halves, and today we're looking at the final paragraph and also the gap fills. I've left the final paragraph till today because it's a kind of easy one. If you remember what I've said about following the structure of a reading and how much that helps you. Towards the end of a reading, you expect to find some kind of reflection on the reading, some kind of consequences, some kind of recommendation, some kind of thought about the future. And today I'm going to read this paragraph before we move on to the gap fill and then look at key vocabulary, which I've taken from the reading. So here's the last paragraph. It's a short one, don't worry. It says, global warming is bound to affect rainfall patterns, though there is considerable disagreement about its precise effects. But it is likely that, as sea levels rise, countries in low-lying coastal areas will be hit by seawater penetration of groundwater. Other countries will experience changes in rainfall, which could have a major impact on agricultural yield, either for better or for worse. In broad terms, it is thought that rainfall zones will shift northwards, adding to the water deficit in Africa, the Middle East, and the Mediterranean. A grim prospect indeed. So although there are tricks in this paragraph, the only answer it can possibly be really is what the future holds. So that's sentence or heading number three, what the future holds, because this whole paragraph talks about how likely things will happen in the future. It's all about prediction. You have to recognize that from the vocabulary. So the first line says global warming is bound to affect rainfall patterns. Bound to means it's sure, it definitely will affect rainfall. Then it talks about it is likely that. Then there's lots of will. Countries in low-lying areas will be hit by seawater penetration. Other countries will experience changes in rainfall. Rainfall zones will shift northwards. So even the grammar and the tenses are in the future and predicting the future, which is what the future holds. Now, I can see the tricks, of course, because, you know, it says that changes in rainfall could have a major impact on agricultural yield. Well, you know, we had that heading about the interdependence of natural resources. That was the previous heading. Yet again, we see that it is mentioned once, but it's not the whole theme that keeps repeating itself. The future tense here is repeated about four or five times. So that tells us that the heading is what the future holds. So let's move on to the summary gap fill. Now, this is spread pretty much throughout the whole of the text. This is very unusual. It does go in order, but it's not focused on particular paragraphs, which it normally is. The only reason I could think for this is actually a general training reading. So it's a part three general training reading, which is one of the most difficult ones, which just shows again that general training is not easier than academic. But it does go in order, and it does focus, the first three gaps focus on paragraph A, then we've got paragraph C, and yeah, the answers in the end are one is for E, one is for F, one is for G. So throughout the whole text you have to look, but that's pretty obvious when I show you the sentences they give you and how you can find them easily in the text. So the first sentence says, individual water usage is rising dramatically as people living in industrialized countries become increasingly something. Okay, well, by now you can guess the idea of the text, but you do need to go back and find very similar or same words to know that you are exactly in the right place. So it says individual water usage, then you go to paragraph A, first line, and it says per capita water usage. Per capita is per person, individual. Then you've got is rising dramatically. So in the same sentence, it says has been on an upward trend. So you know you're in the right place. And then it says people living in industrialized countries. It says as countries industrialize in the text. And it says their citizens, so the synonym is people, become more. In the text, it says increasingly. So the answer is prosperous. Because in the text it says, as countries industrialize and their citizens become more prosperous, their individual water usage increases rapidly. Next sentence, it says, as well as increased consumption per capita, the growing demand for fresh water is due to a bigger global something than in the past. Well, again, this is guessable by now. Why do we need more fresh water? What has increased? What is bigger globally? Well, let me read the text and you find the answer. In the 21st century, the world's limited supply of renewable fresh water is having to meet demands of both larger total population and increased per capita consumption. So you've found per capita consumption again, which is increased. And you also then have to find the second thing, the reason why demand for fresh water has increased. And it says, of course, it's having to meet demands of a larger total population. So total would be synonym for global, because it means the whole world. Larger, synonym for bigger. And the answers, as always, are found in the synonyms, but the exact word is population. Next sentence says, the only way to control this increase in demand is to charge high prices for water while also promoting conservation measures. Now, there's no gap here, but it's important to follow where you are in the text. And in the text, in paragraph A, it says, the only practicable ways to resolve this problem in the longer term are economic pricing in conjunction with conservation measures. So you've got charge high prices, which is economic pricing, and it's got promoting conservation measures. So you know where you are in the text, so it's easy to find the next gap coming up. It says, there are examples of industries in some rich countries that have reduced their consumption rates through price increases and the application of something and recycling. So here you've got those three reasons why some countries have reduced consumption. In the text, it says in rich countries, water consumption has gradually been slowed down by price increases and the use of modern technology and recycling. So you've got those three things there. Price increases is the same. Recycling is the same. So the answer is modern technology. You're only allowed two words. So the application of modern technology, technology would be okay there. Next, it says, and you don't need a gap here, but keep in the same place. In agricultural and domestic sectors, the price of water is still subsidized, so it is not regarded as a commodity that people need to pay a realistic price for. And that is all talked about in paragraph D, but there's nothing to gap there. So you know you've done paragraph D, so you're looking for the answer for the next one in paragraph E. And it says, other ways of protecting supplies are to reduce water loss resulting from something in the supply systems and to find ways of utilizing used water. So we're looking for a way of protecting supplies and to reduce water loss. And where do they come from? Well, in paragraph E, it says one way to cut back on water consumption is simply to prevent leaks, L-E-A-K-S. And again, from general knowledge, it's the biggest reason why we waste water is leaks, L-E-A-K-S. Longer term measures, this is the next gap, such as improved environmental something, would protect the ecosystem and ensure the replenishment of groundwater for future generations. So in paragraph F, it says another way of conserving water resources involves better management of the environment generally. So better management of the environment generally gives you the synonyms for improved environmental, and management is therefore the answer for 39. Finally, coming to 40, without such measures, future supplies are uncertain, especially when global warming is expected to interfere with rainfall patterns and to worsen the water deficit already suffered by many countries today. Paragraph G says, oh no, I've just given you the answer, haven't I? Sorry. Gap number 40, it says, expected to interfere with rainfall patterns and to worsen the something. So we're looking for what will it make worse. In paragraph G, it's a long paragraph and it says global warming is bound to affect rainfall patterns. Then it talks about a lot about global warming and rainfall patterns. And right at the end, it says it is thought that rainfall zones will shift northwards, adding to the water deficit in Africa, the Middle East and the Mediterranean. So you can see the synonyms there for many countries today is Africa, Middle East and Mediterranean. And it was said it will make it worse, so it will add to, and the answer is water deficit or shortage. Deficit is the answer. Okay, that's it. That is the whole of a very long and complex text about water. On my website, if you go to IELTSETC.com, you will see a list of key vocabulary, really, really useful vocabulary that comes from this text that you need to learn. So I'm going to run through it. Switch off now if you want, and it's up to you, but I think it's useful vocabulary and it's good to know the pronunciation. So the text talks about water usage or water consumption, water use and water withdrawal. All formal nouns for how we use water. It talks about people becoming more prosperous, meaning more wealthy. And then it talks about ways of reducing the use of water by economic pricing, as an incentive to stop people from using so much water. Also talks about conservation measures to conserve water resources, and it talks about how much it's used in agriculture and industrial uses, especially for irrigation, when the farmers irrigate the land. And there are some manufacturing processes that are water intensive or thirsty. They need a lot of water. Then it talks about water supply systems and how they are under growing strain or pressure. And to counter this trend, meaning to kind of solve the problem, we need to impose water charges. That's a good word to use when you're talking about solutions. And we need to charge realistic prices. It talks about, especially in developing countries and places where energy prices are subsidised, means that they can pump water without being charged very much. We have to realise that water is a commodity, something which can be bought and sold, like oil. We need to prevent leaks and cut back on water consumption. Cut back meaning reduce. In the UK, the water supply infrastructure is antiquated, meaning it's very old and out of date. And then it talks about sewage being discharged into rivers and seas. Also mentions domestic water, the water we use in the homes, and the treatment of water, how we clean it, what happens when we pull up all the vegetation in deforestation, and that causes water runoff and erosion, meaning the water is not absorbed into the soil. What else? So they build dams and the effect that a dam has on the environment, and also the growing problem of sea levels rising and salt water getting into the groundwater, and how that affects agricultural yield or how much agriculture produces. So that's just a quick run through of keywords that you really, really need to know. In my Members Academy, I now have a 28-day course that I'm building. It's half ready. Each lesson has a list of key vocabulary with glossary of terms, with a video that recycles the vocabulary, plus a listening test, IELTS real test, plus a reading real test, plus a typical questions in the speaking, plus typical questions in the writing, plus model, all related to this topic of water. That's just one lesson. Can you imagine if you have the whole 28 lessons, and that's all completely included in the Members Academy? Let me know if you have any questions. Thanks for listening today. Bye for now. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.